Hey everyone, this is DJ Cool Kitten coming at you live from radio.dominican.edu, and today's show is about hashtag throwback. And if you guys don't know, my show is called The New Normal, and it airs every Monday right now, 5 to 6 p.m. And like I said, today's show is going to be called hashtag throwback. And I'm super excited to do this show because as I was gathering information about it and doing my research, I just got hit by a wave of nostalgia. And for all of you millennial people out there, you guys are probably going to get hit by a wave of nostalgia too, because it's going to get real. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is to tell you what Urban Dictionary's definition of throwback is. And it says, a sudden reminder of the past. This can be brought about by hearing a song from high school, seeing an ex puffing on a, I don't know what that is. But anyway, those of you who don't know about Urban Dictionary is a dictionary much like in the style of Wikipedia, where people on the internet can come together and contribute their own definitions to things. To a dictionary that has words that we people have created that aren't necessarily in the American English Dictionary. So that's just somebody else's definition of throwback, and I thought it would be relative to use Urban Dictionary because of my show. But anyway, I want to tell you what I think about throwbacks, because throwbacks to me are super in right now. And what I mean by in is that everybody is hashtagging things like Throwback Thursday. And what Throwback Thursday is when every Thursday, primarily on Instagram, I haven't seen it so much on Twitter and Facebook and the other forms of social media, but primarily on Instagram, people are hashtagging hashtag TBT or hashtag Throwback Thursday when they upload certain pictures of their past, like baby pictures, pictures of the parents back in their prime, school pictures, anything in the past, and they're throwing it back till now. And what I find is that I am super into that. I do that myself. Every Thursday, I try to post something like a cute vintage picture of myself or a cute vintage picture of my parents. And I feel like that adds to the concept of having to show everyone your life that I've been. It's this running theme that I have throughout my show, where I'm trying to tell you what we millennials are kind of warping our lives into these days. And just hashtagging a throwback is another way to show off what your life used to, I use air quotes when I say that, used to be like. But I'm not sure why I used air quotes, but what I'm trying to say is to emphasize used to, because we're sharing everything. We're sharing the things in our past because we think it's cool. We want people to think that we're cool. But for instance, I will do a hashtag throwback for a picture of my parents coddling me as a baby, and it'll be cool because it's vintage and edgy. And I know it seems lame when you talk about it out loud like that, but everyone is doing it. I see my friends doing it, or even hashtag throwback to the year before when we went out and got ice cream and now we're getting ice cream again. Things like weddings. There's a lot of throwbacks to weddings. We millennials have this fixation on having to let people know exactly what our lives are and what our lives are about and what they used to be about, and we just want people to think that we are living the life, basically. So on top of that, hashtag throwback, and there's also hashtag flashback Friday, which is FBF, which is also a type of throwback. So it's the same concept. So if people forgot about Throwback Thursday, they'll be like, oh, it's Flashback Friday. I'm sorry, guys. My tongue is all twisted today. But let's see. But it's not all about hashtags so much as now throwbacks are evident in everything in our culture, where everyone, because the past is the past and it's already happened, we're constantly referencing back to it, even with our new ideas. For example, I want to talk about vintage styles and clothing, which is my favorite topic to ever talk about. I love clothes and I love spending money, and that's a problem, but that's okay because everyone does it. Not everyone, but so I want to talk to you about some of the trends that have come back into fashion lately that I've noticed, and I've even done some research and seen, looked at some of the lists that people have created of things that they have noticed themselves. And I'll read some off to you, but I'm also going to give you my input on what I think about it too. So InStyle, if you guys don't know about InStyle, InStyle is a magazine company that is, it's just a fashion magazine. And they also have a website, and here they have a list called 90s Trends That Made a Comeback. And what I did was I looked at this list and I kind of applied I didn't apply them, but I compared them to what I see in the real world. And here we go. Let's look at the first one. Berry lips. So what's happening now is that people are starting to move into the darker lipstick trend, whereas before, I feel like the early 2000s, I have to tell you guys this, though. I was born in 1993, so I didn't experience the 90s as much or as in-depth as people say in the late 80s experienced the 90s. So I wish I could tell you more about it through that type, through that point of view, but I don't remember the berry lips trend so much. I feel like it happened probably in the earlier 90s when I was still a kid and I didn't care about lipstick. But what I am seeing now is that it is true. Everyone is starting to go for the more bold, sultry, berry-colored, wine-colored lips. And it is very sexy. And and I think that, why not? I think it's beautiful. And when I'm looking at these lists that I see online, these are very, very, very common. I feel like when I Googled trends that have made a comeback, I feel like about 10 lists came up, and it's a trend now to do, I think what one could call this is clickbait, and clickbait is basically coming up with a title or something eye-popping to grab someone's attention so that they'll click on the link and it'll generate that page, and websites will make money off traffic like that. Maybe I'll go more into what clickbait is in a future show, but what I'm trying to say is that if you guys want to Google up these lists like this, they're super interesting to look at, and they are a complete waste of your time, but they're still really interesting to look at. And I'm not gonna lie, if this wasn't actually my homework and I was working on something else, I would spend hours kind of lost in this world, in this dark depth of the internet. But here we go. So berry lips, yes, they're back. I can't tell you what they looked like back in the day, but they are back, and they have a picture of Liv Taylor in 1995, and now Jessica Alba's rocking the sexy, sultry wine-colored lipstick. So I don't know who Liv Taylor is, but people in the 90s, 90s kids who were born in the late 80s probably know. Choker necklaces. Okay, this is a huge one. Everyone is wearing chokers. And I remember this because when I was 7 years old, I was running to Claire's, the little kid jewelry store, to go buy my multicolored chokers. If you guys haven't seen chokers, which I guarantee you that you have, because everyone is wearing them right now. But I remember when I was 7, I thought chokers were the coolest thing. They're these little stretchy, they come in different varieties, but the most common ones that you will see right now are, they're stretchy and they're made of plastic and they're little coils. It's a coily design and they literally sit on your neck and look like they're choking you. And and about that, there's a lot of, I'm really glad that chokers are back because there's a lot of really cool sex appeal to it. There's, people are also on the internet. As I was doing my research, I was watching all these videos and people are all like, oh yeah, chokers are so cool. I'm so glad they're back, because there is kind of this sexual quality about them that is really alluring and attractive, but also super edgy. So now it's okay for people who aren't goth to wear chokers again. And there's a joke that I saw on the internet that was kind of a little inappropriate, but I thought it was funny, and I'm going to try to make it more appropriate. But it says, it's a picture of a girl wearing a choker, and some guy typed, what is this, the black belt of sucking, let's fill in the blank there, I'm going to say men's lollipops. But yeah, I think it's hilarious, and I'm glad they're back. That's all I have to say about it. And here we have Drew Barrymore, and she was wearing it back in the 1994, and now Rihanna is rocking it too. But I kid you not, these are less than a dollar at certain places in Chinatown. And I have a billion of them. I've probably lost a billion of them, but they're so cute. Anyway, carrying on. Sexy tousled hair. So what I am seeing here is bedhead. I don't know if that is a trend that's coming back or it was just always there, but I feel like I had bedhead every single day of my life because I'm too lazy to use a hairbrush. That's a lie, because I'm actually a hairstylist, but I'm still going to tell you about 70% of the time I roll out of bed looking like I have bedhead. So apparently, bedhead is back. I wouldn't classify that so much as a trend that's come back, because it's a loose one, but I'm just going to roll past that one because it's not as interesting. Okay, Doc Martens. I agree. Doc Martens are back. I remember back in my prepubescent years when I was living with my cousin, and I would go through her shoe closet. Yes, she has a closet for her shoes. But I would go through her shoe closet, and I would pull out these really ugly, heavy boots, and lo and behold, they're Doc Martens, and I thought they were hideous, and they're so expensive. They're just, why would you spend that much money? But let me tell you, I own a pair now because I think they're really cool. But back in the early 2000s, I thought they were hideous, and I couldn't understand why she would own a pair of these, because I thought they were so ugly. But they are back. They look hot. I love them with plaid pleated skirts, got that rocker chick look going on with the grunge, and they are extremely heavy, and but the soles, I guess if you wear into them and break your feet into them, they get more comfortable. But Doc Martens, yes, they are back. Accented braids. I can see that. But I feel like hair trends are things that come and go, I feel like. But braids are always in. But what they're trying to say is braids that kind of that frame your face, they're back in. And they used to be more in. I don't qualify this one like the bedhead. I don't qualify this one so much as a comeback. But I guess if InStyle wants to say it is, then yeah. But accented braids are just braids in your hair where you're not braiding your entire head like you would in pigtails, but you're just leaving braids, but leaving the rest of your hair loose. It's cute. I'll give it that. Okay, biker jackets. I love biker jackets. But to be honest, I feel like biker jackets were always in. I was wearing them in high school. But I can see where they're coming at now. The 80s, 90s grunge is coming back, where everyone has messy hair and dark eyeliner. It is coming back. And the clothes that we are wearing these days are getting grungier. if you guys don't understand what I mean by that, is that now everyone's wearing ripped jeans and worn out clothing and worn out leather jackets, and I see that. Yes, but I agree. Leather jackets have always been in, and I guess in that sense they have made a comeback. Good trend, guys. And floral skater dresses. Okay, I remember this very clearly. Actually, it was the late 90s when the floral skater dress trend was going on, and I can't say that I was part of it in my adolescence, but watching all these 90s movies, I can see what they are getting at here. It's also part of the grunge theme that's going on. And and I get it. I like the grunge, and I like the floral dresses, and it's all good. It's all good, guys. Okay, so big hair. Again, with these hair trends, I don't understand it, because I feel like hair comes and goes, but there's always been big hair. There's always been braids. There's always been messy hair. So when they're talking about hair trends, unless they're talking about pompadours or something very specific, I don't think the trend is coming back. So we're going to go past that one. Jelly sandals. I understand this trend. But what I don't understand is that when I was wearing jelly sandals, I was about the age of 4. But I'm seeing people wear them now. Not so much in Marin, but when I went back to Southern California for the summer, yes, I saw jelly sandals. And it's part of that little kid throwback theme that people are trying to get back at. And it's cute. It's cute, and it's also kind of edgy. And when I say edgy, I feel like millennials have brought a new thing to edgy, where edgy isn't just about punk rock and goth anymore. Edgy is super cute. We take different parts of different stereotypes and we bring it into one, and then we call it edgy. I feel like I could go more into depth about this in a later show. But yes, jelly sandals, if you guys remember those, they were literally, they look like exactly what they sound like. Jelly sandals, they're little strappy sandals that are clear and glittery, and they look like little gummies on your feet. Okay, so enough about fashion trends for now, because it's time for our break. And you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. My show is called The New Normal, and we'll get right back to The New Normal in just a few moments.
Just what it's like to be a big time rider in the wrong way.
back. This is DJ Cool Kitten with The New Normal, the show where we talk about what all the cool kids are doing at radio.dominican.edu. And I want to, and what I was talking about before was throwback trends. So this show is called Hashtag Throwback, where I'm going to talk to you about all the things that are in right now that were in way back when, that makes sense to you. So I was talking about vintage fashions, and just kind of to close off the vintage fashion trend topic, I want to say that in the past years, I feel like thrift shopping has become a really popular trend that's happened in for the past decade, I feel like. What happened was things became hip. When I say hip, I use air quotes because hip. Hip as in hipsters. We millennials, I guess in the past people made up words too, but we as millennials like to make a habit of making up words and adjectives, and one of them being hipsters. And what I want to talk to you is hipsters are, it can be offensive. I don't know, because I felt like there was a point in my life where I wanted to be a hipster, where you listened to all the indie music and you thought you were cooler than everyone else because you were not doing what was in. But not doing what was in was also super trendy. See, the thing about that is that it's super ironic. Like this show, by the way. This particular episode of The New Normal is super ironic because my show, The New Normal, is about what's contemporary and what's in. And we're actually talking about things that were in the past, but now, okay, you guys get it. Super ironic. But yes, hipsters. What are hipsters? Hipsters are people that think they are cooler than other people because they're vegan, or I'm coming up with super offensive stereotypes, but it's just a joke. Being hip meant that you liked indie music, you liked classic music that cool people, cool, air quoted, don't like anymore, and you knew about all of the, you went to arts museums, super artsy, and you didn't shower, things like that. These are all jokes that my friends and I made up and have been rolling around on the internet for quite some time now, but I feel like today, hipsters aren't that in anymore. I feel like they went out of style probably about 4 years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Anyway, vintage, reason why I said that is because vintage shopping is still in right now. And even people who don't need to save money enjoy thrifting. And that's okay, because thrifting is a cool hobby. I like thrifting. I go to Goodwill all the time because, okay, I'm a college student and I like to save money, so there's that. But it's also because trying to incorporate old styles into what is new is super cool right now. That being said, I'm going to move on to other types of throwbacks, which is another exciting topic that I am about to say is movies. Throwback movies. Okay, so the internet and millennial interneters, another word that I just made up on the spot, like a millennial, because we like to make up words. But yes, interneters like to talk about movies, 90s movies, early 2000s movies, my favorite being Mean Girls. And I think that Mean Girls, I was reading online, watching videos, is arguably the most quotable movie to date among millennials, probably. But I have seen this quoted a lot on the internet, that is one of the most quotable movies of all time right now. It is a classic. It is Tina Fey's amazing baby of a movie. If you guys haven't read Bossy Pants by Tina Fey, I completely recommend it to you. Tina Fey is the most hilarious. not the most, but she's a pretty hilarious human being. And for her, she talks about what it was like being one of the first women in commercial modern comedy, like Comedy Central with Amy Poehler and all that stuff. So if you enjoy reading about feminist works and girl power, all that stuff, definitely go read Bossy Pants. But Tina Fey definitely came up with one of the best movies of all time. Arguably one of the best movies of all time. And what I mean by that is that people are wearing t-shirts that say, on Wednesdays we wear pink, because that's one of the most, it's one of the most quotable things. I feel like it's not as funny when I talk about it. It's not, is it? But 2004, Mean Girls, was the prime of Lindsay Lohan's existence. She was so hot, and she was just growing massively. She was garnering a lot of popularity before she decided to go into that terrible, terrible descent into drugs and alcohol and all those bad things that you kids should not be doing. But Mean Girls, the height of Lindsay Lohan's popularity and fame. Please watch it if you haven't. I feel like everyone I've talked to has at least seen Mean Girls once. But yes, there is that. And then Clueless came out in 1995 with Alicia Silverstone, which I feel like was the precursor of Mean Girls. It was the Mean Girls of that decade. And Alicia Silverstone is just, it's funny because Mean Girls is from the point of view of the new unpopular girl, and then Clueless is from the point of view of the popular, dumb, blonde, rich girl. So, but it's the same type of humor, super funny, super relatable. In fact, Iggy Azalea, sorry, I'm having so many mouth farts right now, but Iggy Azalea actually based her music video for Fancy with Charlie XCX on the movie. She's wearing the iconic plaid yellow schoolgirl uniform that Alicia Silverstone wears in the beginning of the film. So, Clueless, 1995. I was only 2 when that came out, so I haven't, it's not, to me, it wasn't as impactful as Mean Girls, but still a really, really good throwback film. Home Alone. Okay, everyone knows Home Alone with the kid with the screaming face, but Home Alone was my childhood. I remember watching that and just rooting for the little kid to just defeat the robbers that were trying to rob his household while his family was over on vacation. But Home Alone, another really good throwback movie that I'm telling you is a must watch if you haven't seen it. I'm going to collect all of these movies in DVD format and just let my kids watch them and just soak in all of the nostalgia that they won't understand. But nothing wrong with that. But that was just one that's not a chick flick. I feel like I've been focusing a lot on chick flicks, but She's the Man with Amanda Bynes. Come on. Everyone remembers that movie, right? But these are movies that my girls and I would just crack open a can of ice cream to and just eat and dish out about all the girl stuff that we do and paint our nails and stuff. But She's the Man was the height of Amanda Bynes' popularity in her life before she also went down the toilet and became, I feel like there's so many jokes about this, how Lindsay Lohan was passing the torch to Amanda Bynes. She was so normal up until a few years ago where she, and this is really sad, you guys, because it is, she was diagnosed with bipolar and schizophrenia. And I followed her a lot for this reason. Well, I had this weird interest in reading about all this psychological stuff about just disorders like bipolar and schizophrenia. But she was diagnosed with that And on top of that, she's rich and famous and doesn't know what to do with it. And she started getting into drugs, which to me was a really sad moment of my life, because I was rooting for her to be the one normal person, the one normal celebrity that made it out alive without doing something stupid. From, I guess, she's not a 90s millennial, I suppose. But there we go. She's the man. Princess Diaries. One of my favorite movies. And what you'll see is a trend in all of these throwback. It's just during that time period, they like to do a lot of makeovers and reveals in movies where people went from being super ugly and unpopular and then turned into being these beautiful butterflies that all of a sudden had all this panache and pizzazz about them and knew were comfortable with themselves. And that was a running theme with movies back in the early, like late 90s to early 2000s, I feel like. And things like that, Princess Diaries is one of the most iconic, I feel, because Anne Hathaway's character, she starts off with this big frizzy hair and these ugly, nerdy glasses, and then all of a sudden, she finds out, her grandma finds her, and she turns into this, she goes through this training to become, excuse me, she turns into this training, she goes in, goes through this training to become a princess, and then all of a sudden, gets the guy, and that's just what these millennial, I can't call them millennial movies. What are they? I guess I'll call them throwback movies for the purpose of this show. But that is the pattern that I saw as I was doing research for this show. Anyway, another big one. And I'm going to share this with you because I know many of you are Disney fans. And it's not like Disney isn't making movies right now, but come on, the classics, Lion King, The Little Mermaid, Mulan, Pocahontas, yada yada, those are the movies that hit us to the core, right? I mean, all of you who listened to the show before mine, The Eighth Dwarf with DJ Breezy, you guys probably all know all about Disney by now, but come on. Like, but what I'm trying to say is, there are so many pockets of the internet where you can find all of these facts and these fandoms about Disney and why it's okay to be a Disney fan when you're into your adulthood and blah, 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 things like that. And it's true. Disney was my childhood. Although now there's all this groundbreaking things like how Frozen and Elsa is a queen and not a princess and how she doesn't need a man. But there is so much charm that came with Ariel and her Prince Eric and how they got to live happily ever after on land and how Cinderella got swept off her feet by the prince. And not saying that you need a prince, but there's a lot about that that brings back all of these feels. Okay, feels. I'm using this episode to talk about all of these words that we millennials have made up. Feels, F-E-E-L-Z, feels. For some reason, we're too lazy to say feelings, so we like to use feels because it sounds cooler. But feelings and feels have one meaning, and come on, can you? You can't tell me that you're not listening to the show and remembering all these great things from your past. The other, about, like, a few weeks ago, I watched the Jungle Book remake of, like, the live-action Jungle Book with, where they remade the old cartoon that was made way back in the 90s, and I don't know, it wasn't my favorite movie, but the person that I was watching with, I could tell he was really feeling it. There's something about throwing, about throwbacks that really bring a lot of emotion and a lot of depth into who we are today. I could tell that movie itself had a really huge impact on who he is as a person, if that makes any sense to you. But yes, Disney. My favorite movie was Mulan, obviously. Pocahontas / Mulan, those two. I feel like maybe that was just kind of a thing where I thought that I looked like them. Sad, but real, okay? But first of all, Mulan, I feel like, was one of the first princesses to break out of that shell of needing a man, where she actually took on the role of being a man. And it was the first time where I thought it was cool. Where I felt like I could, I don't know. To me, it was an empowering movie. But yes. Let's talk about video games, shall we? And when I talk about video games, I am not an expert on video games, please. I'm terrible at them. I was trying to play video games with my boyfriend the other night. Terrible, please. No. When I talk about video games, I want to tell you because video games were introduced during the millennial generation. So what I thought was interesting was I was out with my friend, and she's in her 30s, and she and her brother is about my age. And what she's saying is that she thinks it's so weird that adults are now video gamers and they play video games, and now they're bringing video games into the lives of their children, and now parents are video gamers. And that, to me, struck me as really bizarre, but so normal, right? Because it's okay to play. It's before, I remember a time where parents were outraged because video games were teaching their children violence and blah, blah, blah. But now there are studies that showed that video games actually help with critical thinking and problem solving skills, and that it's actually really helpful to allow your children to play video games during their most impressionable years, because then they are learning to skill build and be effective human beings at such a young age. But what I'm saying is that video games like Zelda and The Legend of Zelda, by the way, all you video game people out there are just video game people in general. I played Legend of Zelda. I didn't have the luxury to play video games as a child too often because my parents were tiger parents and they didn't allow me to play video games. But from what I remember, and I actually, as a millennial adult, am going back and playing video games and experiencing them at a whole nother level. So it's never too late, guys. But The Legend of Zelda, Super Mario, Super Mario Party, Super Mario World, James Bond. Okay, I was watching my boyfriend and his roommate play James Bond, The Golden Eye, the other day, and it was just so pixely, and I wasn't used to that because the video games I play Bethesda's Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. So I'm used to all these high resolution graphics, and watching them play this super pixely video game was mind boggling to me because, wow, super throwback. But I digress. There's Doom, Mortal Kombat, and Pokemon. First of all, Pokemon has made a comeback. If you guys don't already know, people are playing Pokemon using their smartphones, and it's called Pokemon Go. I'm talking about this like I'm not crazy about it, because I really am not crazy about it, because I have been introduced to this world of adulting, another word, I will get into that later, but into this world where I don't have time to have luxuries that drain my phone battery like that. But as a child, I remember Pokemon being on Game Boy Color and watching all my friends play it. Like I said, I didn't have the luxury of playing video games, but I remember how much I really wanted to play them, and I did get to play them when I got to borrow my friends' games, but it wasn't the same because I never got to delve into that world. But Pokemon Go, it's normal. What I want to say is that Pokemon Go is the new normal, which is bizarre as hell, because because you're looking at your phone screen and you're seeing this fake Pokemon on the screen, but it's actually supposed to be right in front of you in real life. So it's a virtual world that's supposed to intertwine with the real world, which I think is a super, super cool concept. And I kid you not, I feel like everyone's been waiting for this to happen. And it finally happened a few months ago. And it's amazing. I haven't gotten to play it yet because I have no time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Definitely not me. So, but I wish I did. And funny thing, though, I went to the Orange County Fair with my boyfriend and a few other friends, and they were playing Pokemon Go, and I was like, you stupid Pokemon Go people always stuck to your phone screens. And I kid you not, at least 10 other groups of people looked up at me. So you see this bandwagon effect of people just, the new thing happens, and then people go for it, and then it turns into what's normal, and it's completely ludicrous, but it's normal. See how the irony is so weird here? But what is interesting to me is that people who did not know what Pokemon was are playing it like they knew what Pokemon was. And so there's also this weird back and forth between the real 90s kids versus the fake people who want to be 90s kids and all that. There's this bizarre, courtship, but it's just this battle between who's really a 90s kid and who's not, who's a wannabe, all that sort of thing. Not gonna lie, I get into this argument with people who are slightly, I mean like 4 years older than me all the time. But like I said, I was born in 1993. I did not experience the whole 90s like I could have, say if I were born in the late 80s. So I digress. But it looks like it's time for another break here at radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. My show is called The New Normal, the show where we talk about what all the cool kids are doing. And I will be right back with you in just a few moments.
Nanas, B-A-N-A-N.
This is DJ Cool Kitten again, coming at you live from radio.dominican.edu. My show's coming into its third block, so I'm going to recap what I've been talking about earlier. So this show was called Hashtag Throwback, where I was talking about all the things that were in the past that are now in, and in the past that we are now talking about, and we're never going to stop talking about, I feel like, because you never stop. Things go in cycles, especially fashion. I was talking about all the fashion trends earlier. One of the ones that is super evident to me that I thought would never come back because I thought it was hideous was high-waisted jeans and high-waisted shorts and high-waisted... Well, high-waisted skirts weren't bad, but high-waisted anything, I thought it was hideous because I lived with this tyrant of a cousin back in my early adolescent years in high school, and it was really sad. This is super sad, but don't mind the sadness of it, but it's kind of funny, too, because because she made me wear her hand-me-downs, which were obviously from the 80s and really not attractive to me at the time, and they were all high-waisted shorts, high-waisted mom jeans, high-waisted, just ugly polos and things that are now in. Like, mom jeans are somehow have made their way back to existence. I still think they're not that attractive, but not gonna lie, I own a few mom jeans and they are so comfortable. So it doesn't matter why they're here, they are here, and I'm okay with it. But yes, she would force me to wear those to school, and I felt so out of it and untrendy and super, like, I felt like a loser. But that was just me during a time where everyone was wearing low-rise things with their thongs popping out, you know? So that was just all relative, because now things are back. I see my mom pulling out jumper suits from what she had. Okay, but my mom's not the most trendy dresser, but it's normal. It's completely normal to see her pull a jumper out from the 80s and wear it, and it still looks fine today. Things like that. But right now, I want to talk about the trends that should not ever come back. I'm going to start with Justin Timberlake's NSYNC era ramen head frosted tips. No. That should never come back. It should never, ever come back. The only way that should have come back, and it kind of has right now, is for women, and it's called ombre, where the hair goes from one color to and gradually fades in a gradient to another color. That's how it should come back. But ramen head frosted tips, no. It literally looks like he has ramen. Top ramen, do you guys know what top ramen is? Top ramen is the instant noodle soup that you can buy, and it comes in little instant cup packages. It looked like he put one of those on his head. I actually saw a meme, new word we millennial interneters have created, meme. Meme is just an online joke that usually consists of a picture and some relevant quote. But I saw a meme of Justin Timberlake the other day of him in his suit and tie video on the right side, and then him in one of his NSYNC, I'm not sure which music video, but he had the iconic Justin Timberlake frosted tips ramen head, and he was dancing all happy on one side and then he was happy on the other side. But towards the end, someone photoshopped a little ramen noodle coming from his hair to the other side of the meme, where he's now his current look, and it looks like he's sucking on a noodle from his old hair. I don't know how good I am at explaining graphic things like that, but it was a pretty funny meme. But yes, that should never come back. Another thing that should never come back is super thick dark lip liner that is just 10 shades darker than the rest of your lips. That should never come back. I'm not sure. When I was reading online about this, people were doing it to make their lips look more plump. But what we have done, because I do work in the beauty industry, I understand this, is that we do use dark lip liner, but we create a gradient so that it's not so harsh. But it just looks like you're Vampyra when you don't do any sort of blending to your lips, when you have this like ugly dark purple lip liner with light pink center. No, don't ever do that. Metallic clothing. Okay, metallic clothing I have a love-hate relationship with, because it's appropriate in the clubbing world, or if you like to go to raves, those electric dance festivals, electronic dance music festivals, or anything like that, that's fine. You can look like a hooker. That's totally okay. But in the 80s, people were wearing high-waisted metallic silver leggings and gold leggings, and that's just not a good look, guys. Not a good look. Let's not do that again. Super gigantic neon plastic earrings that look like they've been laser cut. They have been laser cut with a laser printer. No. Like a laser cutter. No. No, those are so tacky and ugly looking. I feel like I'm just being all judgy right now, but it's true. It's true. But anyway, my show's coming to a close, and I just wanted to kind of reflect on what I talked about and what I missed, because I got lost in the things I was saying. But I definitely got to tap on the movies and the video games, which I don't know that much about, but I definitely wish I could have experienced that, and now I'm getting to experience it as an adult, and I think it's beautiful. So if you didn't get to play video games as a child, it's never too late. Do that, because this is just a total throwback to play things that were on N64 or GameCube, things like that, to see the progression of technology and how now things look more realistic versus what they looked like, little squares in the beginning. Three-dimensional squares, but still squares. I mean, this even then, it started from Atari and those joystick video games. So we have progressed. We have progressed. What I wanted to talk about was more things like 90s cartoons, or I guess they're 90s cartoons, but I can't. Let's try to sum that up. Things like Rugrats. You guys, I'm just telling you these things just to bring all of this nostalgia back to you guys. Rugrats. Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold is one of my favorites. Football Head and Helga G. Pataki. Doug Funny. All of these other Nickelodeon SpongeBob. But yeah. Those were the days, right? SpongeBob is getting canceled, though, after 17 years of existence, by the way. It's really sad. But anyway, it's time for me to say goodbye to all you listeners and say hello to DJ Ho Alohe and her show, The 808, talking about all of Hawaii's fun, cool things. All right, see you later. This is DJ Cool Kitten at radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. My show's called The New Normal. It airs every Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m. Catch me next week. And I pass the mic on to DJ Ohalohe. Ho Alohe. Sorry.